Hello and welcome to the Lowercroft Primary Schools podcast. We are so glad you have joined us for another episode.
I'm Oakley.
I'm Frankie.
I'm Amelia.
I'm Oscar.
I'm Edward.
And we'll be your host today, bringing you all the latest news, interviews and special shout-outs from around our amazing school.
A big warm welcome to our listeners, wherever you're listening from home, in the car or even in the classroom. We've got a great show lined up for you.
Here's what's coming up in today's episode. A roundup of the latest school news, an exciting interview in our hot seat section, and of course we'll be celebrating some amazing achievements in Student Spotlight.
We're excited for the next couple of weeks with Christmas events, but there is a lot to share with you after the last few weeks with lots of great things happening. Let's begin, as always, with our breaking news section.
We welcomed our parents for our reception children to a phonics workshop led by our early years team. The session gave parents a look how phonics is taught at Lowercroft with a live teaching session. Our reception children were amazing. They've joined confidently demonstrated how much progress they've already made.
We also welcome parents of all our children to our parents' evening. Parents had the opportunity to speak with their child's teacher and find out how they've been settling in this year. We are so grateful to all parents and carers and the support you give our school and staff in working together so each child can have a brilliant education. Thank you.
Lowercroft pupils did us proud at this year's Berry School's cross-country events. Our year 3-4 teams performed brilliantly, with the girls coming second place overall and the boys finishing strongly in fourth place. In the year 5 and 6 competition, the year 5-6 Inspire Boys team played an excellent third place, while our year 5 and 6 XL girls finished a very strong fourth. A particular highlight came in the year 5 and 6 XL boys race, where Lowercroft were crowned champions, finishing first. Well done to all who took part.
It was anti-bullying week recently. Children across the school took part in a number of activities. We began with an assembly led by Mrs. K. There were so many thoughtful answers showing the importance of kindness, respect and standing up for others. Classes then took part in a drama play workshops, giving pupils the chance to explore themes linked to bullying, friendship and empathy through role play.
As part of the week, our pupil leadership team also ran a series of behaviour clinics, gathering pupils' views on what works well in school and how we can make our environment even better. It was great to see how confidently the children shared their thoughts. These ideas will be used to make things even better at Lowercroft. That's all for breaking news this week. Now on to our hot seat time. In our hot seat interview this week, we welcome some members of our cross-country team who recently took part in a huge competition in Berry and did so well. Tell us your names, guys.
Alicia.
Henry.
Bella.
Luca.
How did it feel when you arrived at the competition?
A bit excited.
What went through your mind when the race began?
It was kind of scary, but I thought I could do it.
What was the hardest part of the course?
In the middle I couldn't feel my body.
Did you have a moment where you wanted to stop? What helped you keep going?
Well, no, because I actually didn't need anything. It was just my dad telling me that I can get first.
What did you learn about yourself from taking part?
I learned that I just could keep going.
If you could give one tip to someone running cross country for the first time, what would it be?
Hope you do good.
How did it feel crossing the finish line?
I felt proud that I did it and I was happy with what I got.
If you could describe the whole competition in 3 words, what would they be?
Try your best.
Well done, everyone, and thank you for representing our school so well. It was great having you on our hot seat interview.
Each week, our student spotlight segment is a chance to give a shout out to any member of the team, Lowercroft, who has achieved something outside of school. If you would like something to be given a shout out, you can send a message on Seesaw or via email to your class teacher or Mr. Roberts.
A huge well done to Hattie in year two, who swam 28 lengths of the pool for charity with Finn's Swim School Empathy in Action.
Bobby in year three has been very busy getting his 75 metres in swimming and achieving a 9-9 on his trampolining competition. Well done, Bobby.
Congratulations to Edward in year five for being signed to Tiki Taka football team.
Well done to Frankie in year six, who took the title at his tennis club's Halloween Slam, officially becoming the club's annual champion with an impressive record of 5 wins and 1 runner-up this year.
Aubrey and Mabel Brickman in year six and year three took part in the Children in Need Tampathon. Not only was this event to raise money, it was also an attempt to break the world record, the most people to complete the same tap dance at the same time. They will find out if they were successful soon. Great job.
And that brings us to the end of this episode of the Lowercroft Primary School podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have.
A huge thank you to everyone who took part, our brilliant guests, our amazing students, and of course you, our listeners.
Before we go, at the end of each episode, we will be giving you a brain teaser to think about before our next episode. Last week's teaser was a what am I question. It was this: what has a face but can't smile? What am I? The answer was caught, a clock. You could have also said a coin. Any others you can think of, well done if you got it.
Here is this week's teaser. It's a what am I question. I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with wind. What am I? I'll repeat that. I speak without a mouth and I hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with wind. What am I? If you think you know the teaser, you'll have to tune in next time to find out if you're right.
Make sure to listen out for our next episode, which will be coming your way on Friday the 19th of December. We'll have even more exciting updates, fun interviews and special surprises. We'll see you next time on the Lowercroft Primary School podcast. Bye for now.